Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back, guys. DG, SNK, Wex. A few minutes past 3 p.m. Our buddy Alvin Reed is in with us. How are you, my friend?
I'm fine. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Same here.
Good. Everything's good.
Yep, absolutely.
Grooving right into Christmas?
Yeah. In my mind, I did the thing where, man, today's the 5th. Yeah. That means 20 days till Christmas. All right, I'm ready. Getting the tree. Gonna go up. I actually might get a tree on the way home.
Are you a real tree guy?
I'm a real tree guy. Yes, I am. Always have been. One of these days, maybe.
Yeah.
But that day hasn't come yet.
I feel you. I dig them too. We're artificial now, but for years we would go to ICD where Phoebe went to school and we'd pick out a tree.
Okay.
And,
yeah. Yeah. The fake ones are the way to go, though.
But
They're so much easier.
Ours is three pieces, and you don't have the. It's pre-wired for the lights.
Yeah, I know.
Boom, boom, boom. Done. It's on. It's good. It's gone.
Something about a real tree.
And I have.
I get it. It smells better.
But yeah, and I will tell you, if I was 99.9% against, a artificial tree, that's down to about 68.5.
Yeah.
So I can see where this
see
is
which
going.
Way the scale's going.
So when Nick was probably 12, I'm gonna guess. So the house is on about a 20-acre lake, and we're right on the water, and I missed the cutoff for them to pick up the Christmas tree.
Okay.
It was dead. It was like, January 10th or something. So Nick and I literally wait till after dark, put on all black clothing.
And cut a tree down?
No, went out and threw the tree in the lake.
Oh, I see.
My dumb ass thought a tree would sink. So for the next 4 months, it just made circles around the lake. And everyone knew who had done it because we're the sketchiest family on the block.
I don't know if you still could, but you could throw them into Walker Pond in Kirkwood Park.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And one year it was like there was ice over, and there was like 5 or 6 Christmas trees just sitting on top of the ice until the ice finally went. I didn't feel bad.
As I understand it, they're great for lakes because. Yeah. It's in like an ecosystem.
Yeah, like the little fish can live.
But I didn't know that. That's why I dressed in black. Anything on your mind? Anything like we never talk politics anymore, but you're always welcome to if you want to.
It's kind of just wait and see on future elections right now. I mean, the back and forth that's going on, is just, I think, kind of plotting and staging.
How did the county get their in the ringer as bad as they have financially?
I am not sure, but we're running in deficit, and we didn't, in other words, we know that the deficit is going to continue to go higher unless we do something about it, and we didn't do anything about it, and it's kind of like sticker shock more than kind of unusual.
So I know this isn't going to happen, but let's just play stupid time. Better together. Let's get the St. Louis County and the city together. Has anyone ever talked about the county, the city, and St. Charles County? Like, we would be a top 15 metro at that point.
I'm not sure. St. Charles would, of course, balk at it. I think, you know, I've tried to explain to people that live in St. Charles and around here, too, that the best thing that could have ever happened for St. Charles was if St. Charles had actually gotten to the Metrolink conversation and been serious about it, because that really would have expanded the region. And, I mean, that's what, you know, Washington, D.C. area has done, Atlanta area. If you could get from point A to point B all around the region, people say, oh, this will happen and it'll be terrible. No, it's actually no. People will get on the train and use it and the Metrolink. And it would become, St. Charles would benefit by the fact that a lot more people would go to St. Charles. So, but, you know, that's a discussion need be had. So they would want no part of it. It's a good idea, but just one that I think, not because of just all the different municipalities, just because of all we changed dramatically. St. Charles County is different than St. Louis County, which is definitely different than St. Louis City. So it isn't, we haven't become that kind of congruent area, you know, suburban Maryland, Northern Virginia, the kind of the outer suburbs around Washington, D.C., basically have the same profile. And that's not true for the St. Louis region.
Okay.
Now, statewide, once again, we have this ridiculous idea we're going to cut everybody's personal property tax and have zero, even though we don't have any money, even though it's a deficit already, that they have no idea where the money is going to come from to keep us being in the red in the state. So the idea is to cut, you know, the income tax. That's just silly. Kansas tried it and Kansas failed miserably. And the same people that voted for it had to vote it out because it just
didn't work.
The math doesn't work. It just doesn't work. You can pie in the sky and all that, but no. I mean, Disneyland is not moving to Missouri I personally don't have to pay income tax.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. So anyway.
Boy, did we boof a couple of things here in St. Louis. We're supposed to have Disneyland. Yeah, we're supposed to be the train hub. We're supposed to be Chicago.
Right, now, we were supposed to be Chicago, but, you know, we figured steamboats work better than trains.
What's ever going to take over steamboats?
Yeah, right. But the airport was the mess up. Because the FAA, the way it was set up, was going to pay for most of it. So if the airport's at Columbia-Waterloo, we have an airport like Dallas. We have an airport like Atlanta. And we wouldn't have Lambert. And everybody's like, well, McDonnell Douglas said, no way, could you move it or whatever. And I'm kind of thinking like, well, even then, you could have told them, like, look, stay here. It's an airport. It's like our Love Field.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It'll still work. But, you know, they missed the boat on that one.
When was that?
That would have been right when I was going to college. So that would have been like 77, 78, okay. Right through there. Now, I could top that with my first newspaper town, Danville, Illinois. After the Civil War, or right about that era, Danville had a choice. You can have the VA hospital or you can have the University of Illinois. Guess what they chose?
Because
it was right on the border.
Yeah.
Right. And all that. And they just were, you know, most colleges, Columbia's in the middle here, but a lot, you know, are kind of closer to the border. But yeah, so the good people of Danville, and I guess the whatever elected officials, whoever represented you and however they, because there were so many wounded soldiers. And they said, no, the money and the jobs.
That's where the money is.
Who cares about some eggheads going to college? Yeah, well, that was a bad decision on somebody's part.
Yeah. Right.
Glad I didn't have to make it.
Kev, what did you think of St. Louis before you got here?
I didn't have a strong opinion. I'd been here once. I didn't have a negative opinion of it. I mean, before I moved here, I would have never, you know, we talk about all the problems that it has. And this was, you know, 19 years ago now when I moved here. So it was a little bit different downtown then than it is now, but not dramatically different. I mean, it's less now, but it still wasn't as big as it was, as Dave describes it, in the 90s. But I had no negative view of it. In fact, everything I thought of was from, I had friends that lived here, who had lived here either periodically or had parents that were from here, and they said nothing but great things about how nice it is, how affordable it is. You know, all the suburbs and neighborhoods are really friendly. I was a baseball guy, so to me it was immediately attractive because I knew it's a top baseball town, one of the best ones in the country. I didn't have any of that, but I also grew up in a place that had that big negative too in Detroit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So to me, I had heard it all before on the bad side, and I knew that the parts that I lived in were fine. Yeah, you know, so it's like,
that's kind of like me. When I moved to a different place, I lived in the United States. I said, listen, no matter what size, be it a Lansing, Little Rock, whatever. So like, it's basically the same speech. And it's like, now if you live in North Little Rock, you know, like what problem do you have? It's a beautiful suburb and the view, all that. So exactly. What year did you move here?
06.
Yeah. 06. Okay. Because I was not living here, but when you came back to St. Louis in the mid-80s, and people make fun of the mall that was down where Famous Bar is.
St. Louis Center.
All right. But when you came, like, especially that summer of 1985, you would have thought St. Louis was going to be a top 10
booming
place. I mean, downtown used to rock. Now, Cardinals were selling out pretty much, you know, every game and in a big, huge stadium. So you were bringing even more people downtown, and it went on all summer long. And like I said, St. Louis Center was there. Union Station at that time had made it its first comeback. Yeah. And it really was a cool place to be. I moved back 10 years later, and it's not a cool place to be. I don't know. That's that little gray area that I don't have an explanation for. What happened to the momentum that St. Louis had in the mid-80s that by the time we got to the mid-90s, it was already being recognized that we have like a problem downtown? And I don't know because I was not here. So I don't know.
And you know what? I was here for the whole thing, and I don't know either. I don't remember ever having a moment where I went, what's going on around here?
What's going on? Right.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. And people will tell you, well, it's because, you know, the parking and, you know, the crime had started and all that. And I'm like, well, you know, I grew up in Kirkwood and the mall, you know, West County Mall, South County Mall, they were always packed and always that couldn't be the reason because everything was working just fine at that point. I don't know. I don't know. And maybe the population was dropping in the city before anybody really, really noticed it. I would imagine that when I moved back in 1995, I would imagine that the city, maybe I look it up, but I'd imagine the city was 350, 400,000 when I moved back. So, I mean, just the fewer people you have, the fewer resources you have from tax, and those that are left behind aren't paying a lot of tax. And so I guess that kind of, I won't call it a death spiral, but just that spiral downward may have already started in the mid-80s.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
When we were, that's one of those things like maybe, you know, whatever was going to really ail you had
it's
already
like having
started.
Cancer a year before you know you have cancer.
And also, well, think about it, Alvin. When you were a kid, okay, 700,000 people lived in the city of St. Louis. So when it was going down, maybe somebody should have noticed that.
Yeah.
Maybe like in the mid-80s.
Yeah.
Like, wait, we're losing people a little too fast.
All right, brother. Thank you, pal. Appreciate it.
Oh, anytime, man. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes
welcome back, guys. DJ Asin, Cable X, 323. Dave Murray coming up. George Mahey from St. Louis Magazine will be here at 4 p.m. Hope everyone has a great weekend this weekend. Kev, you have a Master of Wolves story?
Hi, this is... Yes, we talk so much about discoveries in the animal kingdom, and you know that I'm the wolves guy, I'm the Master of Wolves guy. But they have found wolves in the wild that are learning to use tools. And they think that this is the first time they've ever seen that. So they're using tools to disable crab traps so that they can get in and eat the crab, so they can get in and eat what's been caught in the trap.
They got them in their little teeth.
And I find that to be fascinating that you have different species now using tools. Like we know that the great apes do, right? We know that monkeys and chimpanzees and gorillas do to a degree, not the same way that we do. But I find that to be super interesting.
This is the way it starts.
We're in trouble because here come the wolves. But you know what? What are the the other things we've talked about before? We talked about how killer whales do things just to play, or they do things for fashion. You know, the salmon on their heads. They did this whole thing just for each other, just to look a certain way. And the more we study the more advanced mammals and species, the more we're like, good God, that's like us to a degree. Mm-hmm. So at what point do we reevaluate? Do animals have to use spoken word that we understand before we start to elevate that conversation? Or is there another threshold? Because we know that dolphins and porpoises and whales communicate using audible signals. It's a language. We know elephants have names for each other, and that specific elephants respond to their specific elephant name, specific noise made by another elephant. That's been studied. So how close are we to knowing that?
Where would you draw the line on animals that you eat?
Oof. That's tough, isn't it? Right now, it's basically the ones that aren't pets, right? I mean, like, that's kind of the worldwide standard. Well, not worldwide, because it changes. We're depending on where you are in the world, what's okay to eat and what's not. But here, it's what aren't pets, and then what aren't animals that are used for, or at least historically, like horses, used as tools, essentially, as helping get work done. I don't know. Is that it? Is that the standard right now? The animals that are not performing in some other function? Is that the standard?
I would be really curious to come back in 100 years, assuming we're here in 100 years. And like, are we all vegans? Or do people look back on eating cows like we're monsters? Or are we pretty much the same?
I don't know. It's a good question because when you see that they're growing meat in labs, that is biologically the same as the meat you would get from killing an animal. If you could get that same thing without killing an animal through 3D printing or just replicating what those materials are, maybe that is a path that you take down the road. People now will think it's weird. People now like, I'm not eating that. But I would if you showed me that it was safe, if you showed me that it's the same thing. This piece of meat is the same as another. I'd probably choose to go that route, assuming it was affordable, right? It was like, you know, doable from a financial standpoint.
Yeah.
It would be better if you could have that choice. It's just hard not. Right now, it's almost, it's not impossible, but it's difficult, and it doesn't sound very appealing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, but that's how it looks to me.
Yeah, I always hear people say it doesn't sound appealing. I don't get that. Like, if it's the same, I don't care. Like,
yeah.
Actually, I would prefer to eat the lab-grown stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you're telling me it's the same genetic materials, it's just made this way instead of through killing an animal, I would eat that instead. If you're telling me it's a bunch of chemicals, and well, that I might have a little skepticism, and I want to hear more about it.
I just remember when the vegan Whopper came out, or maybe it's just the vegetarian Whopper. I'm not sure. We did a taste test on the show, and like everybody's getting it wrong and couldn't tell the difference, and blah blah blah. The comments went nuts with people just being like, "I will never eat." They were like mad at us for eating the vegan burger, and I don't understand why you care if someone else is eating something that's vegan. Or, you know, I think in Texas and some other states, they try to make it illegal to like manufacture,
to sell them,
to sell or manufacture. I'm probably getting that wrong, but they're putting huge restrictions on lab-grown meats.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, well, I mean, I get why you're doing it, because you're trying to protect the ranchers or what have you. You're trying to protect an industry. But they approach it from this standpoint of like, how could you even consider eating something like this? Like, dude, you ever eat a Twinkie? Like, what's in that? Explain to me what kind of chemicals you're ingesting with a Little Debbie snack cake, bro.
No, that's a great point.
I got a Twinkie waiting for me at home.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll say the same as always, though. It is on the burden of the people producing those things to prove to me that they're safe.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And that they're the same as what I'm getting. There's no material difference. It's not going to have any adverse health effects. You show me that, I'd rather have that.
Guys, DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday, 3:35. If you're wondering why we're not on the stream, just technical difficulties. When we started the show, the cameras were freezing and a bunch of stuff, and we don't mind the stream. I fought it for years doing the stream because this is radio. It's theater of the mind. No one needs to watch me do this. It's boring, but you guys seem to love it. But when things go bad with the equipment, we don't try very hard because we have to really work on the show and doing the product, and we can't be running around and Rach's doing 18 things. She's already doing 18 things, so that's why we're not on today. From the Saliga Heating and Cooling Desk, Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. We love it, though, when we can see you pick your nose.
Yes, which I do. Hands in my pants, fingers in my nose. What you see is what you get.
Where are Dave's hands?
I really do forget them on camera. Do you guys do that?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, get what you get. Don't throw a fit. Getting a little warmer this weekend, Dave?
Well, it was 40 degrees right now. Last time we were 40 degrees, November 29th.
Dang.
Not that long ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously the first week of December was cold. You know, tomorrow's kind of the same thing. About 38, 39 degrees. Very quiet day on Saturday. An enjoyable day. It will start out warmer than it did this morning. Then we have that Alberta Clipper squirting by way to our north. It'll be up across Iowa, northern Illinois. That's where the core accumulating snow will be. We will see just a little tail end of it, really the cold front coming through. So cloudy skies Saturday night, a little bit of light rain, light sleet, light freezing drizzle, and light snow or snow flurries. I'm not expecting a big deal at all. That would be after midnight. 31 for the low, so real borderline temperatures. Any moisture would get out of the picture first thing in the morning on Sunday. Sunday, basically a cloudy day. I think it's a little windy and 35. The cold flow behind that clipper really takes over on Sunday night. 15 for the overnight low. Monday is cold day, though a sunny day, 32. And as promised, warmer Tuesday and Wednesday, 46 for the high both days. though we're back down to around 32 for the high come Thursday.
Okay, not bad.
Oh, livable. Also, we are now, this is a little hope anyway, we're now in the earliest sunrises of the year.
Okay. And the winter solstice is the 21st, Dave?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. You know how I know that, Kev? From Little Bear.
Oh, let's, yeah.
Every night before bed, we would watch Three Little Bears, and one was winter solstice.
Okay.
And that's when we knew it was time to go to bed.
Oh.
And I couldn't wait till that ever ended, because and there was no getting Phoebe Glover, like, she's like, nope, the moose hasn't dug him out of the snowpack yet.
Not,
so.
It's not time.
It's not time. Headlines Rage.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So Netflix just won the bidding war for Warner Brothers Discovery. They offered approximately $28 per share in cash. So the goal is, what's going to happen is Netflix is going to acquire Warner Brothers' core studio operations and the HBO Max streaming business. Paramount and Comcast were also trying to get in on this.
Netflix is having a moment.
They are. There's concerns about regulatory risks here. So this could be stopped at some point. But
I don't like this at all.
As of right now, this is what's happening.
Those are two of the big streaming services. I don't want them being run by the same. I don't like consolidation. I don't like having the same companies own everything. I think that's bad. I think it's bad for consumers.
Really have to pull together at some point, though. I mean, there's so many services now, and it's costing so much money.
Well, is it? Or is if there's only three of them and they're huge, you have no choice. And then they can jack up the prices all they want.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm a big fan of the whole free market competition.
Oh, so am I.
Yeah, absolutely. Not a big fan of, like, I think it's a big problem with what's happened with TV and radio as an industry, especially TV.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Too many things are owned by just four companies. Yep.
And more of them are coming.
Yeah.
Amazon is looking to say goodbye to the United States Postal Service. They've had a long-running partnership, and this would pretty much upend the shipping industry and the financial future of the U.S. Postal Service. So the Washington Post is reporting that Amazon is developing plans to pull the billions of packages that it sends through the Postal Service by the end of 2026, and that's also when their current contract ends. So,
I can't remember the last time I got a Amazon package through the U.S. mail.
Yeah, I think we just got one this week that way, and I was like, what? Comes from the U.S. mail? I was a little surprised.
Mean, maybe all mine are, but I've never known that or clocked it.
Yeah.
Barry Weiss is going to moderate a CBS News town hall with Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk. It's going to air on the 13th of December at 8 p.m., and it's going to focus on grief, faith, politics, and more, but it's actually going to be recorded on the 10th of December at noon in New York City. So that'll definitely be an interesting couple hours of television.
What's going on? CBS is trying to go more middle, more mainstream.
That's why they hired Barry Weiss
to
run things, because they view her as someone who is seeing things different than maybe the typical liberal media.
Was CBS News particularly biased? I'm being serious, because I don't watch network news very much.
I would not consider them to be. I mean, they got in trouble for editing that 60 Minutes interview with Donald Trump. And I think anyone could point to that and be like, oh, they are super biased. But I mean, I can't tell you that I listened to Nora O'Donnell anchoring a night and go like, whoa, this lady's in the bag for the Democrats. But I mean, that's just my opinion. Moving on. GameStop bought a Pokemon card for $30,000 in its highest trade-in ever. This happened on December 1st in Texas. Mm. A customer walked into a GameStop store with a PSA 10 holographic Gengar card worth approximately $33,000. The store inspected the card, verified it was real before issuing their payment of over $30,000 through the Power Packs buyback program.
Isn't value so weird?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, first of all, money's not worth anything. Even gold isn't worth, nothing's worth anything. It's just like, hey, I like those puka shells, all give you my dog for him, like what, and things like that. And trust me, I have spent a fortune on things like that that have no value to anyone but me. But it's just like the eye of the beholder.
A smartphone before the age of 12 could carry health risks to these children, according to a new study that was published in Pediatrics. So kids that had smartphones by age 12 were at higher risk of depression, obesity, and insufficient sleep. This is after analyzing data from over 10,000 children and highlighting the negative health outcomes associated with early smartphone ownership. Now, the study shows an association, not a cause and effect, but I mean, I think it's worth looking into if you're a parent. But in some good news, there's some new FDA-approved glasses that can slow nearsightedness in kids. Kids age 6 to 12, in fact. The lenses use innovative technology to refocus light onto the retina and reduce eye elongation. This is really cool. I mean, if you can stop your eyes from getting as bad as they could get as a kid, I mean, man, I wish this was around when I was a child. Americans are soon going to pay more to visit the Louvre. They've approved a ticket hike from 22 to 32 euros. That's $25 to 37 US dollars for non-EU visitors. That begins in January, and this is going to help finance an overhaul of the building. As
maybe
they
security?
Look into some more security measures.
You know, honestly, they should probably be charging more. It was French dudes that robbed them.
A study finds that American teenagers really dislike the news media. So News Literary Project did a survey, and they asked kids one word to describe today's news media. 84% of the teens responded with something negative. Words like biased, crazy, boring, fake, bad, depressing, confusing, and scary.
I find it really sad that teenagers have any opinion at all. I'm serious. No, I mean, on this topic, when I was a teenager, if you had asked me what you think of the news, I'd be like, I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's not for me. It. My parents watch it. I don't watch it. I'm just doing teenager stuff.
True.
It's sad that they're kind of already roped into that.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be, you know, back to those pesky smartphones. It's like they see it on social media. They see the way adults are fighting over news stories. Like, yeah that's going to affect kids after a certain period of time. Taylor Swift is dethroned on the global streaming list by Bad Bunny. He's reclaimed his crown as Spotify's most streamed artist globally. Taylor Swift had worn the crown for 2 years.
Can't have him on the Super Bowl, though.
I saw someone replaced her as the youngest female billionaire as well, an artist. And Kylie Jenner was downgraded because she evidently lied about the value of her company.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I knew that was under question, like basically from the second. Was she on the cover of Forbes and they said she was a billionaire? The people were gossiping about that like from the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Dave, have a great weekend, buddy.
You too.
Mississippi Queen! Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 351. Happy Friday. George Mayhew will be here in a few minutes from St. Louis Magazine. Stay tuned for Rush Hour Sports. Still want to call Redbird Rush Hour. Coming up at 5 p.m. with Kevin and Matt Pauly.
And Bernie.
And Bernie.
Mondays and Fridays to all three
of us. Got any teasers?
Yeah, we're going to do a little bit more depth than what we have time for in our Bernie segment on like the winter meetings, a little on the Rule 5 draft. Maybe a little bit about whether or not Marmol should get an extension this offseason because he's coming into his last year. So it's not so much like, did he earn it? It's more like, is it a practically good idea?
Yeah, is it smart?
Going into his last year, I would say yes, because you're going into a rebuild, right? So you're a year into a rebuild process, and he's going to be okay with that. Like, it's fine with him. I'm sure he would rather have a better team, but I mean, he's worked in player development. He managed in the minor leagues. He's good with young players, and this is not the time. Like, if you're one of the people that hates him, and I'm not. I think he's doing a fine job. I think the record reflects the level of talent on the team. If you're one of the people that doesn't like him, though, good luck convincing a top, top, top manager to come just be a part of a rebuild. It's just typically not the way they're going to want to go.
Last night, I was listening to you guys, and I forget who said it. I thought I heard someone say that Heim Bloom isn't a big fan of Jordan Walker. And and whoever it was said, I think it was Matt, said, I don't mean personally, but I don't think he's a fan of his performance.
Well, I don't know how you could be. As far as like, if you're a baseball person and you're looking at what he's doing, there's plenty of talent to like there. Like Jordan Walker is very gifted, but there's not been a lot of aptitude displayed, right? The ability to take instruction and apply it in games is not there. And whether that's because of active resistance or just an inability so far to grasp it and do it, who knows?
Do you know his background from like 14U and up? Do you know what kind of training he got?
Oh, yeah. He was one of the top players in the Atlanta area. He played a lot of those top travel teams. He was an elite high school player, obviously first round pick out of high school. So it's a pretty common path. You know, you're playing the showcase circuit and doing a lot of those things. And that is a very... And again, I'm around that world. It's at that level, a lot of times it does become too individualistic. And I think there are good programs out there that run it like a team and it's about the team. But there are others that are just every guy is like a freelancer and he shows up when it's time to play and then he goes home and he trains on his own. And
question I've never asked anyone. So I'm a ball player. If I were to face 100 sliders, I might foul tip one. So I'm no shade. But for the pros who can't hit a slider, do you think it's more they weren't trained to do that well enough? Or like, it's just friggin' hard, and these are all elite athletes, but only the elite among the elite can really do it consistently?
It's a mix of a bunch of things. So you start with the physical. Does he see well? Right? Everybody's vision is different. My vision's different than yours. Yours is different than Rachel's. Rachel's is different than Andrew's. So you've got the visual side of it. You've got anticipation. What is the player trying to do? Are they a person that doesn't make good mental adjustments and they're just always quote-unquote fooled by it? You know, million different things it could possibly be.
Yeah, interesting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.